What's up, you guys?
Welcome back to another episode of Everything Sucks, Drink Wine.
I'm Vi.
And I'm Aria.
Oh, God.
Bobsters. I think this is episode 15.
Is it? Is it?
Is it? I don't know.
Is the finale?
It could be. I don't know. What if it's not?
Okay. Well, regardless, this episode, I'm sure you guys are reading this title and being like, this looks like not superficial. So maybe this is going to be the new era of Everything Sucks, Drink Wine going into season 3. I can't believe we actually – but we only made 30 episodes.
That's a lot. Look at us go. Look at us go. I feel like we didn't even take – well, from my perspective, I feel like we didn't take that many breaks, but maybe we did.
Yeah. We just took a lot of breaks. Like season 1 coming to the end, yeah, we were taking breaks.
Yeah. But – I feel like season 2, we powered through.
We have. Look
but
at
we
us.
But we did really fall off the wagon on the TikTok, so maybe that's why we powered through.
That does make sense. Okay. Also, you guys, as you can see in the title, we have a guest. We've had this guest many times. Would you like to say hello?
Hello, everyone. It's me, your favorite podcaster, Jay.
Good job.
Otherwise known as Mr. Boyfriend.
Otherwise known as Mr. Jay.
Or
yeah.
Mr. Boyfriend, Jay.
Any combination of the...
Bubby when she's not referring to Aria.
Yes. I think it's mostly because I'm so...
How rude. I feel like I've been betrayed so many times since we started talking.
Dude, we were watching the scary movie. We were watching, it was called The Candyman.
Oh, we watched Candyman.
I noticed this specifically when we were watching Candyman. She got scared. She was like, Bubby. And I was like...
It's
like, who?
It's like,
but I was like,
that's probably a good thing, Bub, for you, Bubsters. Not maybe not like, for you.
Move aside, Aria.
How make rude.
New buddy.
No, I think Bubsters is just here for like 2 weeks. So I was used to like getting her attention so much more than I was yours. And you were absent for like 3. So that she replaced you.
Mm, but I know I replaced her.
No.
False. Yes.
No, anyways. But yeah, so Mr. J was back after a very long trip to Houston, as they say it here. How was your trip?
It was hot. Hmm. I forget that Houston doesn't experience multiple seasons. It's just winter and summer, winter, summer. So it was 95, yeah. 95% humidity. It sucked.
Mm. At least you missed all the shit weather here.
That's true. I did miss Hurricane Ida dumping somehow in New York.
And that storm?
Tropical storm. Henri.
Henri?
I was there for him or her. Yeah. I don't know.
Wait, what was the storm that you ate shit for before going to Seattle?
Oh.
That was a whole nother.
I don't know. But that was really, really irritating.
Yeah.
I was just trapped on this plane for hours. My friends had left after I did and had gotten to Seattle, and I was still on the fucking runway.
That's actually stupid. I didn't know it was that long.
No, it was pretty bad. Like, I got the text being like, we landed. And I'm like, I'm still in Newark.
Oh, that's so terrible. Oh, man. Speaking of flights, I booked a ticket to Italy. I'm so pumped, dude. I'm going to...
That'll be so nice.
I know. I'm so excited. I'm going for 2 weeks. One of them will probably take off. The other one probably not. But... I'm excited to see the little bebe.
Is the baby going to be in Italy?
Yeah. Oh, my God. I didn't tell you this. Okay. So for the pod listeners, I have a nephew. He was born when we got this place, which is like end of June. So like, first of all, that's very cute. Second of all, he's going to be 4 months by the time I see him, I think. Like almost 4 months by the time I see him. And so that family, they live in Berlin. And then one of my cousins lives in Florence, and the Berlin cousin is driving over to Florence those 2 weeks. And he was like, hey, do you want to swing by then? Because I was just looking at tickets at one point, and then they're like, we'll all be there at the same time. And I was like, oh, my God.
That's so cute. I feel like that the three cousins, you guys haven't hung out in a while, right?
Oh, yeah. Not together since, like, 2018.
That's crazy. Long time.
I'm so excited. I'm so pumped, dude. Now I gotta, like, shop for clothes because I don't want to look like an American.
Wait, what are you guys drinking tonight?
Oh shit.
Oh shit.
Oh shit.
So wine of the episode brought to you by Mr. Boyfriend. Tonight I am drinking something by a little company, middle of New York, you know, maybe it comes from upstate New York. It's called H2O.
Oh God, I really
straight
did not
from the tap.
I really thought he was gonna say something
profound.
Yeah. I thought he was gonna be like, I tried this like raspberry wine and I liked
ooh,
it.
Ooh, that sounds pretty good.
Pretty good. That sounds like something up, very up Jay's alley.
Fruit wine.
I love Moscato.
However, I do have a wine of the episode.
Excellent.
It was one that I bought for Jay's home because I was there on Friday before he was there because I was cleaning up our shit because we lived there for so many days when he wasn't there. Anyways, went to a local wine shop. They're pretty dope. They're like called Rosetta Wine. Shout out to them. They're in the financial district of New York. But I picked up a Chenin Blanc. I don't think I've ever tried a Chenin Blanc before this. I was watching a wine video like before that same day. Mm-hmm. It was about a Chenin Blanc. So it was like pretty cool coincidence.
I've never had one before.
Yeah, it's like, Vivina also said like you haven't tried this style yet. So I was pretty impressed. Wow. It was from Stone Forest Vineyards 2020, I think it was vintage wise. Very, very, very dry. On this scale. Oh. Actually, when I tried it, it wasn't that dry. I feel like Vivino exaggerates.
I think so too. I think Vivino is like Moscato is the holy grail.
Oh my God.
And then
yeah.
Everything from that is just like, it's so dry.
Which is very weird.
I agree.
you would though. But yeah, no. So it's rated 3.5, which is kind of lower than I usually that one, but I liked it. It was pretty decent
because we go for the 4.5 plus stars for $20 bottles of wine.
Yes,
that's us.
That's
I feel like every time we say this, like we're like, oh, it's like 3.5, we always preface being like, we don't go for 3.5s. I think we've gone for 3.5s more than we got any time.
Men already have gone with our 3.5, so let's hold the wine to a bit out of standard of 10.
I feel like the market is so scarce sometimes. They become 3.5s at some point.
Mm-hmm.
They get the ick, or we get the ick.
In case you guys can't see it, Arya is truly hurt right now.
That's a false statement. But anyways, okay. Decent wine. I liked it. I would try more Chenin Blancs. Probably not this one, but it was very nice.
So you didn't like this one? That's the
it was okay. I wasn't like in love with it. It's, you know, like I'm the type of person that, like, when I have one glass of wine, I'm definitely going to pour another. Mm-hmm. This is like a one glass wine. Yeah.
So it's a sipping wine.
It's a sipping wine. And so like, I don't really mind that. I just was not intrigued enough to pour another glass of wine.
I feel that.
But yeah. So that was the one in the episode. Okay, guys. I guess we might as well just dive into the topic for today.
The topic? Not sure if we figured out a name for this one yet, but
kind of an interesting topic. I don't know when this came to us exactly.
I think we were at dinner and we were talking about whether or not you would allow meat to be cooked in your home. Because for those of you who don't know, Bubby's vegetarian.
That is true. Yeah. Okay, there you go. So we wanted to bring Mr. J in this because, so I'm a vegetarian. Mr. J is an everything eater. I feel like this man will try everything once. But so I wanted to talk about how your relationships can affect your diet and what you eat. And I feel like you're like the best person to bring in for this because you probably have an interesting take on it.
I'm sure I do. Okay. I'm an interesting person.
Yeah.
I carry this podcast. Let's be honest. We know this.
You're not wrong. Okay.
Okay.
Cool. So do we want to ask any like pointer questions or what do you think?
Maybe we can do like one go around where we just ask like, do you think being in a relationship changes your diet?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So do you think being in a relationship changes your diet?
Are you asking me?
Both of you. You're the ones in relationships. So I will be the question asker.
I would say yes. I think it does. Because, like, this is, like, a person you hang out so much with. And when I say relationships, I'm also, like, saying, like, friendships. And
yeah,
like,
yeah. So you can also input your opinion.
Thank you. Thank you for that permission.
Because so if we haven't made it obviously clear yet, Arya is very single. very eligible. So if there are any girls here listening to this podcast, girl? Or any men, like, we like recommend some friends. Oh,
okay. I was like, wait, I was you like, can get sexuality, girl.
Reach out to Everything Sucks Drink Wine podcast person.
With your bio data.
With your bio data. Or reach out on TikTok, comment.
Good job.
And let us know.
Okay. Well, anyways. Back to this topic. I would say, yeah. I would say yes, because so one of my best friends in New York, she's vegan. And actually, wait. Instead of going into like the full detail, let's actually like – I'm going to leave it at that. I'm going to ask you the same question. Do you think like a relationship could affect your diet?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. A relationship of any type affects almost everything in your life. Mm-hmm. But being in a romantic relationship definitely affects mm-hmm. diet.
What about you, Bubsters?
Me? I don't think so. Like, at least from what I've experienced, there hasn't been anyone whose diet is, like, so significantly different from mine that I've really hung out with. Like, I feel mm-hmm. like I'm a picky eater, so whatever I like, I'm going to eat. And then whatever I don't, I just don't.
Yeah.
That's an interesting take. Do you think that diet plays a part in who you choose to be, like, in a relationship with?
I mean, I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I feel like even whenever I hung out with friends who, like, eat meat and stuff that I don't eat, like, I don't care if they eat in front of me, but I just would pick like chicken. Or like even when I'm hanging out with Bubby, she's vegetarian, but I still eat whatever I want to eat, as long as the other person's comfortable with me eating whatever I'm eating. I don't really care. Like if I'm hanging out with someone who's vegetarian and I know that they get like uncomfy around meat, then I would order vegetarian food, but I also eat like 80% vegetarian, so it doesn't really change my options that I would pick.
Right,
that makes sense.
You know,
yeah,
maybe you surround yourself with people generally who eat like you.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Huh. I don't think she does it deliberately, though. I think it just kind of happened. Plus, she like she said, she eats like 80% vegetarian. Mm-hmm. So, like, mm-hmm. even if her friends don't – I feel like the more restrictive it is, the more it has the ability to affect your diet. Mm-hmm. Like, so – and like this is what I was trying like starting to talk about. It's one of my best friends in New York. She's vegan, and like fully like I think she like fully believes in like vegan. I think veganism comes with like the philosophy of like believing in like a vegan diet and a vegan lifestyle rather than just like plant based, right? Mm-hmm. And so like so she through and through like whenever we go out to food, it's usually we'll select things that are like obviously will cater to her dietary restrictions. Also, I feel like there's just something about it, like I don't know, it just makes me weird to order something with cheese, which is like a really strange thing, like considering like it's not even like anything crazy, right?
Like it's not hurting the animal.
Yeah, but like mm-hmm. I'll still hesitate to order like burrata for the table, or like if anybody else is not vegan or whatever, like it'll still like feel like something. Or if I'm having like a four cheese pizza or like some shit like that's like cheese specific, I'm just like really self-conscious of it. And I'm like,
do you think this is also because this is like the first friend you've had who has a more restrictive diet than you do?
Because
you've never
so.
Experienced a situation like this before.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. She definitely is the only friend that I've had that has a more restrictive diet than I do.
Because it is like kind of weird if you don't know how the other person's going to react. Like, remember when I went to North India with your family? Mm-hmm. This is before I knew like if you guys would be okay with that. I was pretty much vegetarian the whole trip until your mom was like, you should eat some chicken.
No, exactly. Yeah, I know. I think it does like – I think until you get used to it, maybe there's a difference. What was it like for you,
Jim? Well, I feel like mine was very unique. Like, you know how – I know the food pyramid was proved wrong, but, like, you know how there was a food pyramid where it was, like,
yeah.
grains and then vegetables and then, like, mm-hmm. something and then, like, meat and yeah. then, like, sweets? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would mm-hmm. say I had an inverted food triangle before I met Vi. Like, I was very – I mean, like, rice, you know, when occasionally whenever I had some random rice. Like, you know, I had, like, some vegetables, some greens, very rarely. But usually it was just, like, cheese pizzas and like lots of cheese pizzas, like, you know, like chicken nuggets, frozen chicken nuggets, mm. things like that in college. And then like lots of cookies. Like if anybody knows me, I love chocolate chip cookies. Like I would eat so many. I still do. And like I was fine. I was, you know, I was more than fine, I thought. And then I met Vi, who cooks and vegetarian. She makes vegetables taste good. And I was like, huh, when I first met Vi, she gave me Brussels sprouts for the first time. I'm sure my mom's cooked them before, but I don't think I ate them.
Brown moms cook Brussels sprouts. But yeah,
she gave
me... Also, Brussels sprouts smell really bad.
No, it smelled terrible. She gave me leftover Brussels sprouts too. It smelled so bad. I was like, this is the first time I'm meeting you and you're making me this. But you know what? It was actually pretty good. It was actually good. And I wouldn't have thought I would say that in a million years.
They taste good if you can get past the odor.
That's true.
So bad.
You just don't boil them or microwave them. You have to like pan fry. You can't do anything else.
Just don't do anything normal. Just exactly. But I would say, like, for me, it definitely made me more comfortable trying more things because I knew that someone who's tried these things or is willing to make sure I'm comfortable eating what I'm eating. Mm-hmm. And also, it's for me specifically because I did not have that much experience cooking vegetables or eating different kinds of vegetables in general. Being with someone who's at least tries to be vegan, which means you try to eat funner vegetarian food, because if you're just eating like white rice and if you're eating American Caucasian rice, vegetarian food, you're never going to stay vegetarian or mm-hmm. vegan. Like, it's impossible. Mm-hmm. You have to be mm-hmm. sauced up. You have to be ethnic with
some culture. Yeah.
And exactly. It's so much better and it's so good. And like, sometimes I don't even find myself missing meat. And obviously sometimes I do because there's mm-hmm. a unique texture, a unique flavor that sometimes like substituted mm-hmm. meat, fake meat, tofu can substitute for, but I don't find myself missing meat. And honestly, like, I've never thought in a million years I'd say this because I was like a little defensive little boy where I was like, I don't like meat. Meat's good for you. Humans need meat. But honestly, guys, I feel a lot better. Like, I feel a lot lighter. I feel happier not eating as much meat as I used to. And now that I think about it, evolutionarily, humans didn't really eat meat that often. Mm-hmm. Like, it was probably mm-hmm. pretty hard to kill animals compared to just, you know, picking up a plant. So I don't know. I think I like my new lifestyle.
Dang. Wow. Actually, I had no idea about any of this. This makes me really happy.
I also think it's hilarious that you made him Brussels sprouts for the first thing. That's like the worst thing to introduce people to vegetables with. I feel like that would turn someone off like immediately just by smelling it. God.
She also, the first, like, that same trip, she made babaji because she knew I made love babaji. Mm-hmm. But she didn't have babaji like spice. She had chole spice. So she uh-huh. made babaji. Everything was babaji, but it tasted like chole. And I was like, wow, well done. Cook number one.
It really did. And then that's just like, it's so indicative of like Indian spices.
It's like, it doesn't matter what's in it. If it, the moment you put the spice is what the spice
yeah,
is.
Like, yeah. That's why when I eat seafood, I only like Indian seafood because it doesn't taste like the actual fish anymore. It just tastes like whatever masala you doused it in.
Interesting.
Like, I hate the taste of the ocean. Like, I just can't stand it.
I hate the smell and taste of the ocean. Like, I can't, like, I'll eat anything, but I mm-hmm. hate seafood, especially because, so for some reason with seafood
sucks.
Especially like American seafood, like, they put the whole animal on your plate. And I'm like,
yeah, dude, they look it's disgusting. So nasty. And also, like, just the other day, I went out to brunch with my sister and her husband, and my brother-in-law, he ordered like eggs Benedict with like salmon on it, and they literally had like the salmon doused in like the hollandaise sauce, which is like egg sauce, and then cheese on it. And I'm like, ew! Imagine like ocean mixed with cheese. Like, I just feel like that's so bad.
They don't go. That doesn't make sense.
Also, egg on a fish. Like, I don't know. Like, I know this is like a common breakfast dish, but it just sounds so like horrendous in my head.
It really does. Okay, I'm so over. Okay, I'm sure you guys saw the article that was like all Indian cuisine is based off of. Like,
oh, that one spice bullshit.
I didn't even bother reading it. I'm not gonna give that man the time of day. But there was a whole man that like wrote a whole article about how Indian food's apparently based on one spice only. It's like curry. Apparently our spice is curry, whatever the fuck that means.
Very nice.
That doesn't even make any sense.
It's not a real word.
That's like saying all
so
American
all the colonists
food
came to India for curry.
Yeah, that's curry. Like saying American food is all based on soup. Like, that, it doesn't make any sense. Like, it's just like it's not even like being edgy or like being a like conservative who's like hates culture. It's just like it doesn't make any sense.
Stupid.
Like,
I mean, first of all, that didn't make sense. I saw it on Twitter. I saw it like everywhere, and I'm like, okay, absolutely.
I saw it on TikTok,
and I was like, that man does not deserve any attention. Mm-mm. Second of all, the fucking smell of like, or like the healthy diet being an American healthy diet, like fucking rice and salmon and asparagus and that bullshit.
Okay, it's basically just Indian food without spice. Like their healthy food is like eating like rice and vegetables. We eat that all the time. We just make it taste better.
You know what I realize about like that is like when Americans have like dirty food, quote unquote dirty food, like it's the plate's messy. Mm-hmm. When you have clean food, they also make the plate aesthetically clean. It's like,
yeah.
And if you go to any other culture, like you don't need to have clean plate to be healthy, especially without meat. Like you can have quote unquote messy food. Like if you put curry or like in rice, it's a messy plate. Like you're, when you finish, your plate is not clean. Mm-hmm. With American vegetarian and vegan options, like you have three pieces of asparagus and like whatever other random thing they put on it, and you eat it and your plate, it doesn't need to even be washed. Like, why?
That's true.
You need sauce.
There's nothing.
They do lack sauce. You're correct. There's just no sauce.
Add a little bit of spice.
Oh, yeah. I was gonna say sauce. But no, you're completely right. I think like it's interesting to hear your take though, that like you do feel healthier and stuff like that. I wouldn't necessarily say like, actually, that's a false statement. I would say that I do eat healthy. I do. Like, whenever I cook healthy. But whenever I eat in general, like, out and stuff, I don't really think about, like, health foods. But it does go to show, like, how much your body feeling better is not, like, a nod to me being a good cook or, like, my diet being healthy. It's more like a knock to the fact that, like...
I was just eating unhealthy.
Before. No, that America just creates shit meat. Like...
That's true.
The meat industry here is not like, I'm sure there are a lot of meat eaters like in India and like other countries that like don't feel shit after eating a full whatever meat. Like there's like so many Indian cultures that fucking roast the whole goat or the whole pig or like whatever it is. It's like it's the full thing and they'll eat every bit that they can of it and they'll feel like they look fine, feel fine. It's just like their lifestyles are very different.
And there was actually a TikTok recently. I think it was a TikTok, but it was a news article or some guy who works in a pork like farm where like there's pigs being fed to go to the slaughter. And if you didn't know, pigs, cows, chickens are feeding on meal. And sometimes that meal is like just straight up trash and like food waste. But a lot of the times this food waste is wrapped in plastic bags because, you know, that's just how it is. And so according to the rules of the government, obviously most of the plastic has to be removed before it goes to this animals because they don't want the animals eating the plastic because then it goes in the animal and then it goes in the human. But the guy posted like at one of the biggest pork farms and pig farms that like they just straight up give the entire thing. They don't even bother it because why would they? As a corporation, you're not going to go the extra mile unless you're going to be extremely close to being fined. And then they just give the entire thing, you know, plastic and all. Now they said like, it just passes through the system, but as multiple studies have ever shown, like plastic finds its way into the diet.
Yeah.
And so this like food is like just outright so bad for you if you don't get it from a quality source.
Eating plastic. That's just insane.
This is terrible.
But yeah. How does I want to ask you, Bubby, I know that your mom and your dad have different diets. How have you seen that play out in your family?
Let's see. So my mom grew up in a very like vegetarian household for the pod. And then my dad, his family ate like chicken and stuff. So that's why like chicken and fish mainly. That's all we ate. And so then when my mom first married into my dad's family, like she saw like chicken being cooked in for the first time. And like she didn't eat it for a long time, but she was like around it enough. And then eventually my dad was like, you should try it. So then she's like, okay. And then she tried it. And then she, like, only ate chicken for a little bit. She did try fish. She didn't like it, so she didn't eat it. Yeah. And then occasionally she'll swerve back into, like, being, like, vegetarian for a while just when she feels like it. But then after a while she'll be like, you know what? I think I want to eat some chicken. So then she'll swerve back into it. Like, it really just depends. I think in terms of, like, my mom's diet influencing my dad always just ate a shit ton of vegetables to begin with. So I don't think anything would have changed.
From there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, I think my dad ate more vegetables than my mom did because like his mom was like a health like freak. She would like always make sure like you eat like a mountain of bhaji with every pori or something. And so then so he was always very used to eating chicken and vegetables. Sorry.
Yeah. No, that makes sense.
I think
Sorry.
Also, I feel like if I eat like chicken for like one meal, I have to have like multiple vegetarian meals after that. I can't just keep eating chicken for some reason. But if I eat like multiple vegetarian meals, I don't feel like I need to like put in chicken. That's an interesting thing, I think.
That is. That's pretty interesting. Yeah, I feel like I've seen a lot of households where it's weird, like especially in Indian households, like the mother will be vegetarian or like will only eat like a certain diet, but she'll cook for the family. She just will only eat like a specific thing. And like,
yeah, like for my mom, yeah, she's completely vegetarian, been vegetarian strictly her entire life. Mm-hmm. Never even bothered to taste me and doesn't want to. She's like, the only time I remember her tasting me is because they talk about fucked up her order. Oh. But she like immediately spat it out and like washed her mouth, like the whole nine yards. Oh, and like, okay. Prayed and everything. No. And like, I remember she still makes chicken, yeah, like for us, and she doesn't even taste it, obviously, at all. And it's always delicious. Really? Like, it's always amazing. And it's crazy. I feel that's a testament to good cooks because they understand things. Mm-hmm. My question is, how does she know what chicken tastes like to know what it should taste like with the rest of the sauce?
I don't know. Maybe she just followed a recipe and worked out really well.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Or like, is it Indian chicken?
It's Indian chicken.
Okay. Well, I guess that's like a little bit easier to understand because you're basically just
putting chicken probably in some. Yeah.
And you're
technically
just marinating
like whatever like paneer tikka masala versus chicken tikka masala. I feel like you're just like swapping out the like substance, but I feel like the masalas are pretty similar.
That's true.
And like,
but still, it's really awesome. make food that you don't eat.
Really, yeah, the fact that she doesn't eat it but will cook it's just pretty insane.
Because I don't think my mom didn't make chicken whenever she didn't eat it. Okay. My dad would make it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like how in her house, like, it's different because, like, they'll all eat different things, but they'll all, they will all be at the same table eating different things. And it's
I don't remember the last time all of us had, like, the same, like, meal.
Completely.
We all just have different things all the time.
Yes.
Yeah, there's very like maybe like lunches because everyone's busy, we'll eat like the same like bhaji and like puri or something, but dinners like everyone's eating something different. Like my dad will come and be like, hey Arya, what do you want to eat for dinner today? And then he'll make it for me whenever I want to eat, and then like he'll make something for like my mom and him, and then a lot of times my mom wants something completely different than what he wants, so he'll just make like three dinners.
It's always interesting how like families function too, because like in my family, like lunch is like usually like Western food. Mm-hmm. Like we don't really eat Indian food for lunch at all, and like but dinner is usually Indian food.
Oh, like it's mine's so the opposite.
See, that's so interesting. Yeah. Like how people approach food.
Huh. Yeah, in families, like I feel like families have,
because I think it also depends on what meal you guys eat together. Because I think Indian food is easy to make in bulk.
Yeah,
versus like other foods, it's like you, it's more like individual plates. Mm-hmm. Like sandwiches, like you have to make multiple of them. Like you just have to make one like pot of bhaji and then like three rotis and you're good to go.
You're
or like
so
one
right.
pot of rice.
That does make sense. Yeah. So for us, Indian food is just dinner as well. Like whenever I was home. And like lunches, we would kind of figure out our own shit. Like my mom would make a salad, I would make a salad, and then my dad would take whatever to lunch. Like that was just what we were doing for the pandemic. But yeah, I mean, your guys' households give me like kind of a better idea to answer your question of how this conversation even started, of like what I would have like in my household.
Mm. Oh yeah, that's what we were talking about.
Yeah. So I think it makes a lot more sense that like, see, I don't think I'll ever dabble into eating meat just because I think my main thing, and I've said this to you guys, it's like I don't understand the portions. I don't understand how much I'm supposed to eat to be full. How, like, am I supposed to – because I'm so used to in that Indian mentality of like finish your plate. Finish everything in your plate. But like how much is that, and like how is that going to affect my body? Plus I have like 23 years of vegetarianism.
I feel like now you're going to get sick if you try it.
I feel like there's no right way to go about it.
I'm going to give her one chicken nugget.
I can't believe the one time that she tried chicken, it was a school chicken nugget. That makes me so upset.
No. Oh my gosh.
You have to have a dinosaur chicken nugget.
Yeah, it wasn't even a dino nugget. It was a freaking school blob. Okay.
Dinosaur chicken nuggets, though. Like 110% factually, like what? not proven, but however, are the best tasting chicken nuggets.
Yeah, it's so much better than a regular
especially
chicken
the
nugget.
Ones that are shaped like a T-Rex, like by far.
Oh, okay.
Those ones slap.
Those ones specifically. Mm-hmm. The funny story of how my mom, I guess, maybe this was a plan, her plan all along, maybe it wasn't, but when I was in fourth grade, I was talking to her about, like, my friends eating meat, whatever, and she's like, okay, if you, like, want to try it, go ahead, like, try, like, your school food. So I went to school and tried a chicken nugget. And I was like, this tastes like paper towel. Like, I don't think
I would. To be fair, that's a lot of school food.
Like, it was so disgusting. I remember, like, I mean, like, the bar is already low. Our mac and cheese was cheese soup, I used to call it. It was literally just water.
Okay. But, like, okay, so here's an analogy. Imagine, like, school pizza versus, like, pizza that you would get at a restaurant. Worlds apart, correct?
Yeah.
Similar thing applied to chicken.
Oh my god.
That's true.
Like, if you take a school chicken nugget and compare it to like Chick-fil-A, it's not gonna be the same.
That's true.
I've heard Chick-fil-A is pretty amazing though. I feel like that's
the it's good. Just good enough to get over the homophobia.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, I just had it for dinner today. Every time I get it, I'm like, I really shouldn't. But then I just can't help it. It's so
you
good.
Just gotta
you sometimes just gotta. You crave it.
Yeah.
I feel like that's like Chick-fil-A is like one of those, it's like very interesting. So I also am like a huge avid Food Network / like YouTube food video watcher. Mm-hmm. Like to a point where I probably know more about meat than you guys do. And it's
I think
like
you do.
It's like
you knew what gamey meant. I was like, huh?
I like video games.
No good. So it's like it's very weird. And it's sorry. And it's I think it's just because I'm interested in cooking and like the culinary science of like why people eat what they eat. And like, I think I love like the cultural implications of it. And like, so if I was really inclined to ever try some meat, it would probably be because it's like foie gras is like a very interesting concept to me. And it's like duck liver, very interesting. Like very, yeah, it just sounds like fucking stupid, but apparently it's the most like, the most
she goes from chicken like, nugget to duck liver.
Duck liver, but it's like, the most like,
so you're a poultry kind of girl.
Don't know, but so that's like one of those things, or like the whole bandwagon behind like the Popeye's chicken sandwich. There I was very curious about that. I was like, what are they talking about? Like, so I'm like, I'm almost, I watch a lot of like videos of like people just like talking about what they're tasting, because I'm like, it's interesting, I just don't know if I want to go there.
I don't know about you, Aria, but this makes me want to go get a chicken sandwich from Popeyes.
Me too. I was literally just thinking about that.
Yeah. I think I had it a long time ago, but I don't think mine was very good because it was like just outside of lunch hour. So it was like kind of gross at that point. So I think they like made it, but like left it.
Interesting. So. What about you? Did you ever
I just like tried a bite from someone else's. And it was
pretty
good.
Worth the hype?
It was kind of cold, so I can't be the best.
Yeah, mine was soggy. Mine was soggy, and hers was cold. So I think we don't have a representative one.
No, yeah.
But as far as I remember, it wasn't like, oh my God, my life has changed. But like, it was just like a chicken sandwich. I think people were just missing a competition to Chick-fil-A.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because like any other chicken sandwich, I feel like people, when they make chicken sandwiches, they slack a lot because it's like very just like, eh, it's just a chicken sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
Chick-fil-A is the only one who's ever taken it seriously. So it's been nice
like
to have another option.
Slack.
Really?
They slack.
Slack.
On their, yeah, they slack on their chicken sandwiches usually.
Oh.
The hot and spicy is like fine because that's the spice added, but like
it's usually it's just eh.
It's literally two buns, some random lettuce and mayo and the chicken patty. It's like
oh, I hate that. It reminds me of like the $1 McChicken.
Yeah. This hot and spicy is like all right, like because the spice is there, it's like if you need like just whatever a quick sandwich, like just because whatever, like they're fine, like they're doable.
Okay.
Even good at some point.
Is it just chicken and a bun?
It's chicken, bun, and lettuce and mayo.
Okay.
You know what irks me? When someone sells a spicy chicken sandwich, but it's just a crispy chicken sandwich, that irks me so much.
I feel like you've just been robbed. I've never had that experience.
Really? No, not never at Chick-fil-A, but just like at other places, I've like ordered a spicy chicken sandwich and it's just been like bland.
Dude, the amount of times I've gone to Chick-fil-A and ordered a sandwich and forgot to say the word deluxe and then ended up with just a chicken with two patties is so frustrating. Like, I usually order, like, the spicy deluxe chicken sandwich, which is, like, the sandwich, the spicy chicken, like,
it has pepper pickles. Jack cheese, lettuce, tomato.
Yeah, pickles. It has, like, it's like a sandwich.
Yeah.
Like, a whole hamburger, basically, but chicken. But if you don't say deluxe, it's just, like, the patties, two pickles, and the chicken.
Oh, no.
Like,
they don't even add cheese on the regular one. Yeah, like, you have to specify, I want cheese.
It's a completely different thing. And then you end up with it, and you're like, I don't want this.
What
like,
the hell?
Yeah, it's, anyway.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's my beef.
What's your go-to Chick-fil-A sauce? I feel like this is a good one.
Chick-fil-A sauce. I put Chick-fil-A sauce on the spicy chicken sandwich. Like, dump it.
Interesting. It has honey in it, so I don't eat it.
Oh.
It has honey in it?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, you don't eat honey?
I'm allergic to honey.
Yeah. I did not know that.
Everyone finds it very fascinating.
Oh my God. Yeah. I had honey in New York the last time I came until one of Bubby's friends was just like, does this have honey in it?
Oh yeah. You told me about this. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he was very like amused that she was allergic to an antihistamine. It's like, it's basically an antihistamine.
Because right. I also get like all the symptoms from honey that honey's supposed to alleviate, so it's very ironic. It's like
God said,
the universe was like, "Ha ha."
Yeah, the bees were like, "Fuck you in particular."
Oh, okay, okay, sorry. I just want to like see again, like on the same like thing. I feel like those are like some things that I would be interested in. But like other than that, I'm not really. My only thing is like I would even probably. I think it's an easier gateway for me to go into veganism than it is to go to eating chicken, which is like a very weird.
Because you also like don't really eat much dairy.
Yeah.
Unless like it's mainly cheese. Like cheese. Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Cheese I can't like really let go of like that.
Yeah. Dude, no more burrata.
Speaking of food and your partner getting into a food. So we were looking for eggs and we went to ShopRite, I believe. And Vi was like, I need eggs. What is this? And we didn't need that many, so we were looking for a 4-pack. And she found a 4-pack of duck eggs. Now, let me tell you something about duck eggs. First of all, a normal egg is about like this big. Yeah. Everybody knows what a duck egg or a normal egg looks like.
He's like
a
duck egg, about 2 inches.
A duck egg is about 50% larger.
That's not
and it is true. So weird because it's like also the carton is in a different shape and it's just like, everything feels about weird. It's
I've
like
never
I don't
actually seen duck eggs.
It's like I don't. Store, I think
it's not that much bigger.
They're, I don't want that gigantic monstrosity on my pan. Like I don't.
I wonder if they taste any different. You know?
I didn't want to try it.
Apparently duck eggs just have like a little higher of a fat content in the yolk. So their yolk is a little bit more like saturated in color. And
does the texture of the yolk change?
I don't think so. I used it to bake.
I didn't try it.
You did have duck in it? Baked good, but we never ended up trying it like just like that. But
you should try it. Let me know.
You feel more feel free to come back to New York and try, take these duck eggs from me. I do not want
I'm okay.
Them.
That's a long trip to make for a duck egg.
How are you also going to hang out with us? By duck eggs.
Like it just doesn't feel right. It just doesn't feel right. I don't know.
Have you ever had duck? Like just duck?
Okay, she's tried duck for the first
only once. I had one bite of duck.
What it tastes like?
It tastes like chicken.
Everybody says that. Like everybody always goes like it tastes like chicken. Like for a
no, but like you know how people say turkey tastes like chicken and it tastes like kind of different.
Yeah.
Duck tastes like chicken.
Oh, interesting.
Except like apparently it's gamier. Mm. I don't know what gamey really means. So there's that.
Video games.
No, gamey is like a little. It's almost a little tougher, plus like a little like more fibrous on the tongue.
Oh, I can understand that.
Yeah, but I don't know what the actual taste like. Feeling of gaminess is. I just know that that's what it's supposed to mean.
I mean, the one bite that I had, it tasted literally like chicken. It just, I guess it was a like slightly, maybe like 2% harder to chew.
Yeah,
Interesting.
But yeah, I don't understand the appallingness is the word for it. Like the repulsion.
In my mouth. Like, okay. I don't know. I guess it's just that. But back to the topic at hand in general. I think we've established that in general, it does.
Yeah.
It could if you let it. And I think you should.
Mm. And I think there's also a lot of like examples of your guys' households where it doesn't. Like you don't let it, right? You just
I think it also depends if like you like if the changes work for your like taste preferences or not.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Like yeah. I feel like people are more willing to do that within their own culture. Like I feel like it would be harder for an Indian from India who is vegetarian to start eating meat in America than it would be for them to just start eating meat in India.
Yeah.
I also, for some reason, think it's a little bit easier to like go to the more restrictive route than it is to open up. Cause like for me, like I don't eat red meat and I don't really anticipate me ever eating red meat, even though I've lived with people who like cooked it in the house and I was fine with that.
Mm-hmm.
But like, It would be so much easier for me to like just go vegetarian, and I feel like I'd be more likely to do that than I would to try red meat.
Do you think
and
that's just, because
like you said,
do you think that's
veganism would be easier?
Do you think that's because we're Indian and like it's baked into our culture to be vegetarian from the jump?
Probably, like it's very like feasible for us to be vegetarian
because you can imagine for an American or a European, where meat is a very central part of their diets, that it's harder to get restricted.
That's true. Mm-hmm. I mean, imagine like being an Italian person and not and being vegan. Mm. How the fuck
do like you how do you suddenly do your entire that? Town is off limits because of cheese?
Yeah. Yeah, that and like plus there's egg and pasta. There's ooh. Yeah, there's
oh yeah.
You can't you be vegan get, like, in Italy. That's not possible.
Well, my friends proved them wrong, apparently. So.
Maybe, no, let me, you shouldn't be vegan. That's
maybe, that's I feel like you're missing out on a lot of good Italian food.
Yeah.
I swear. But yeah.
Imagine the burrata in Italy.
Oh, I'm so excited, dude. I'm so excited. So we're going to, it looks like we're going to do like Tuscany. Ooh. And yeah, that sort of area. Because, I mean, they live there. So, and my Berlin cousin's been there a couple times. So, they're not doing too many touristy things, which is totally cool with me. I'll go again, like, for touristy stuff. But and right now is just to spend time with them. All right. Looks like both of you guys are giving me some yawns. But this was a cool episode. Looked very informative.
I agree. Well.
All right, guys. We're going to wrap up, but
as always, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, feel free to drop us a rating and a like, and our social media things will be in the description below.
I think handles.
There we go.
We always say leave a comment, but I don't think there's a way to leave a comment.
You can leave a comment on Apple Podcasts.
You can?
So leave a comment on Apple Podcasts.
Leave a comment on Apple Podcasts.
Leave a comment on Apple Podcasts.
All right, you guys. As always, we will see you guys next week. Actually, wait. If this is episode 15, and
you will not see us next week.
Yeah, then. You will probably not see us next week. We do have like some interesting stuff coming into store. We're working on posting this one TikTok. I don't know what really I'm waiting for. Probably just more traction on our damn TikTok. And
you mean my haircut TikTok didn't get enough traction?
Okay, so this is episode 15. So we will be taking a break next week, trying to figure out the new game plan for season 3. But thank you guys for sticking around. If you like these interesting, more like serious vibes, not really serious vibes, but more like lifestyle.
Chatty discussion.
Yeah. Let us know.
Yeah, let us know.
And please follow us on TikTok.
Yeah. Well, we'll promise we'll post more.
All right, guys. We'll see you guys next week. Or sorry.
No, you won't.
We'll see you guys at some point. Bye.
Bye.